It's almost 30 years ago that 95 Liverpool football fans died in the Hillsborough disaster, crushed to death at an FA Cup semi-final against Nottingham Forest on the 15th of April 1989. Yesterday, the jury in the trial of the police officer in command at Hillsborough on the day retired to consider its verdict. David Duckenfield denies gross negligence manslaughter of the fans. Eleanor Barlow is a journalist with Press Association and has been following the trial. A very good morning to you, Eleanor. Thanks for taking our call this morning. In essence, the case against David Duckenfield was what?
So David Duckenfield was the match commander on the day. So the prosecution say he was the man with ultimate responsibility on the day. Now what happened is crowds of Liverpool fans built up outside the turnstiles on Leppings Lane outside the stadium. As the crowds built up, David Duckenfield ordered the opening of an exit gate to the stadium that allowed more than 2,000 fans to enter the ground. When they entered, many of them went down the tunnel which led to the central pens of the Leppings Lane terrace, which then became overcrowded, and that's where the fatal crush happened.
Conducting a trial this long after the events at issue, did that present particular issues?
Well, we've had some witnesses who are no longer with us, who haven't been able to come and give evidence. So the jury have heard some red evidence from witnesses who are no longer alive. And obviously, some witnesses haven't been able to remember exactly the events, given the length of time that's passed since.
But it's been a long-running and detailed trial. I think 10 weeks of hearings in the Preston Crown Court. But the judge, in his charge to the jury yesterday, saying that they were under no time pressure whatsoever. You can take just as long as you want or need.
That's right. It's been a 10-week trial, and there's been a lot of evidence. There's been evidence from police officers on duty on the day. There's been evidence from survivors who were in those pens when the crush happened, and there's been some evidence from family members as well, parents who were at the match and whose children died in the pen. So there's been a lot of evidence, and the jury have no time pressure, so we just wait now with no idea how long they'll take to reach their verdict. So it's just a matter of waiting now.
You outlined the case for the prosecution. What did counsel for David Duckenfield have to say in response in the course of the trial?
David Duckenfield's defence barrister says he's being singled out unfairly. He says that there are a number of failures on the day, but David Duckenfield shouldn't be made a scapegoat for these failures. The jury has heard that Duckenfield was promoted less than 3 weeks before the match to the role of chief superintendent, which included being match commander for the FA Cup semi-final. So the defence say that he didn't have the experience, he shouldn't have been put in that position. He should have been able to rely on experienced officers to give him advice on the day. And they've also pointed to faults with the stadium. And he is standing trial alongside the Sheffield Wednesday club secretary, Graham McCrow, who is charged with failing his duty under the Health and Safety at Work Act in respect of ensuring there were enough turnstiles on the day to stop those crowds building up outside.
The case against him centres on the fact that there were how many turnstiles were actually available for, was it 10,000 fans? Seven turnstiles.
Seven turnstiles for 10,100 Liverpool fans who had tickets for the standing terraces in the stadium. Now that the FA Cup semi-final the year before had also been held at Hillsborough, and between an identical match between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. But the turnstile arrangements had changed in 1989, so this was a fewer number of turnstiles for the Liverpool fans on the day. And the prosecution say that's what led to the build-up outside the ground. Now, Mr. McCrell's lawyers argue that the build-up outside the ground was caused by other factors, by the fact there weren't enough police cordons on the entry to the stadium to slow fans down, and also they say by the fact of fans had an unusual arrival pattern, they say, and arrived all at a similar time.
All right. Eleanor Barlow of Press Association, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.